What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, so today I'm going to be demoing an AI tool that looks really cool. It's called DID, so D/ID. And DID is pitching something called a natural user interface, or an NUI. And they have right on their website here, and you're definitely going to want to check out the website, linked in the show notes, of course. And their headline is, Interfaces Evolved, the interface that humanizes interactions with everything digital. Build interfaces that understand the needs of users and can be communicated with effectively. No typing, no clicking, just face-to-face conversation. So that sounds awesome to me. And honestly, it's been something that I've been thinking about regarding how AI can actually optimize or affect really and enhance websites immediately, right now, today. And I think implementing a virtual agent or an agent on your website as some sort of interactive guide or customer service rep is really the best way to do that. So DID goes on their website here to talk about how interfaces have evolved. And you can think of an interface as how we communicate with a computer or to do a certain task or perform a certain function. And they really started with like a text user interface or a TUI. Like Microsoft Word or a word processing software or early word processing softwares. And what we've become used to now is a graphical user interface, a GUI or a GUI, which are essentially like the operating systems that we're working in day to day, some of the web tools that we operate in, and softwares as a service or softwares that we use are all examples of guided user, or excuse me, graphical user interfaces, like Windows, Mac OS, those types of things. And after those two types of interfaces that they've really dominated for so long, DID says that a new interface is really long overdue. And that's where they're introducing the NUI, the natural user interface. And I think that AI has been the primary thing that's made this new interface possible. And really, like I said, you can think about an interface as a way that we communicate with a computer program, technology, or something like that to accomplish that task. So what DID has done for us on their website here is basically give us three standard use cases where NUIs or, natural user interfaces could really revolutionize technology. The first and definitely most applicable to us and the AI Marketing Navigator here is marketing. They also suggest that customer experience and education or training and stuff like that could be extremely impacted by a natural user interfaces. And they have a few core product offerings. One is what they call their Creative Reality Studio, and it's going to enable you to transform images into speaking AI video avatars using Gen AI. So this sounds a lot like the tool Hedra that we covered a few episodes back. Definitely check out that episode. Check out Hedra as well. But it looks like DID is taking what Hedra did and expanding that service offering to a couple more products. They also have agents, which according to their website are going to allow you to craft a lifelike conversational AI agent that knows everything about your business, your products that you sell, and is able to project your brand, voice, and tone. And this is kind of what I've envisioned for a website guide, if you will. Of course, they have an API for developers to allow the developers to integrate their technology into their tools, the technology into their tools, if you will. It looks like they also have some really cool integrations, like with Microsoft PowerPoint and Google Slides. You can put talking avatars and talking heads right in your PowerPoints and on the individual slides. Canva as well, super powerful graphic design tool. We've covered a little bit about their AI tools as well on the show. So definitely a lot of cool opportunities here for integrations and what you're able to do with the tool. Their pricing, it looks pretty reasonable, to be honest, less than I expected. They have a free trial, which we're going to try today, as well as a light, a pro, an advanced, and an enterprise pricing structure. And it looks like you can actually adjust the price point also based on the number of credits that you need. Obviously, each price point comes with additional features that and services. And it looks like it ranges from about $6 a month for the light tier to about $200 a month for the advanced tier. Okay, so now that we know a little bit more about DID, let's see what it's all about and let's demo a free trial. So I have just signed up for their free trial, if you will, tree file, excuse me. And here's what the interface looks like right out the gate. It gives you a couple options to create a video, create an agent, which is what we're going to try, or generate an API key. I like that they also have some tutorials right away. And if you're trying to get started in the creative studio, you can level up and check out some videos that are going to help you do that right away. Same with agents. I haven't taken the liberty of doing that yet. We're just going to try and fly by the seat of our pants here and create and train a conversational agent for our website. So let's go ahead and dive in. First off, we start with an appearance. So let's try and find one that somewhat resembles, I suppose, me or would match our brand. And you can upload as well. So it looks like you can upload a headshot. So that's pretty cool. But let's make our agent, if we will. Oh, okay, so now I do have to sign up. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. And so I can upload our little digital pop avatar that we have. So stand by here. Okay, so we're back and I should be able to upload an image now. So I'm going to grab our digital pop avatar. That should be living here somewhere. Stand by, folks. Oh, there he is. Now it did ask for no bright backgrounds, which, oh, they could not identify any faces in the uploaded image. Okay, so that's fair. Let's try a headshot that I have. So stand by. Okay, so let's move ahead once more. We're going to upload a headshot and see if it can find a face in this picture. All right, cool. So we found a face. So we have chosen our appearance. Let's go to agent details now. So we're going to give it an agent name. I'm going to go ahead and just call our agent Digital Dan for now. Actually, in case I end up using this agent for something, let's just give it my name. And it gives us a few different voice options here. We can clone our own voice, so I'm gonna go for that. So let's go ahead and clone my voice. Okay, I have to upgrade to Pro to clone more voices, so I'm gonna hold off on that for now. But you can clone your voice, which is awesome, and I think it would definitely be worth it to keep the agent true to your brand and your business, obviously. So. But let's give it the voice of.
Hey, nice to meet you. What do you think of my voice?
Benjamin, that sounded pretty robotic. So how about Andrew?
Hey, nice to meet you. What do you think of my voice?
Okay, I like that one a little bit better. So let's just go with that one. And then they have a section here for agent instructions. So you select your agent name, you select the language for your agent, and you select a voice. And then the instructions, and this will decide how your agent interacts with your users is what it says here. So the prompt it gives you is, what does your agent do? How should it behave? What should it not do? Things like that. So just bear with me here. I'm going to give a little prompt to our agent. So stand by. Okay. I think that is pretty good. I did about half of the available characters. I would definitely recommend putting as much detail into these agent instructions as possible. Obviously, I think that's going to really make a difference when it comes to the product. So I'm just going to read through the instructions I gave my agent here. The agent's purpose is to determine what a user needs by asking them what has brought them to the Digital Pop website today. Once a need is determined, the agent can suggest the most appropriate service offering from the Digital Pop website and then suggest it to the user. Once a user has selected a service that they are interested in, I would like the agent to cover the other digital marketing services that are offered by Digital Pop. I gave it just a little list of guidelines, provide concise, accurate information about our services, offer general digital marketing advice, direct specific pricing inquiries to our sales team, and do not discuss competitor information or make comparisons. When unable to assist, politely direct users to contact our support team at alex@thedigitalpop.com. I would also like the agent to offer to show the user the podcast repository that is on the Digital Pop website. I would like the agent to ask the user if they have any questions. The agent should also cover any frequently asked questions that a user might have when shopping for digital marketing services. So that's what I'm going to run with for now. Not perfect, definitely could use a little work in some areas, but let's go ahead and see what we can do with that. Knowledge sources is the next section of building our agent. Select the knowledge sources that your agent uses for its purposes. We have a few different types of sources here in the grounding of the source. For those watching at home, there's a grounded, which is only uses your knowledge sources for responses. There's hybrid, which primarily uses your sources, but also relies on general knowledge. and then ungrounded, which will not use any of your sources. So I'm going to go with grounded. We can upload some files here, up to 5 files. They accept PDF, text, or PowerPoint by the looks of it. So I would probably suggest building out a PDF with your service offerings and everything like that. It would be nice. And what I was kind of expecting was to be able to paste like a URL into here and let it crawl my site and kind of train itself based on that. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and create a PDF based on my website really quick using ChatGPT. Super simple, just a quick summary of the Digital Pop website. And I'm going to go ahead and import that into our knowledge base. So again, this is kind of quick and dirty for the purposes of our demo here. I would definitely recommend putting a little bit more time into the PDF, into the information that we're feeding the knowledge base here, maybe coming up with a couple more files, maybe a PowerPoint, all that good stuff. But I'm gonna update the knowledge based on this. Well, failed to update. Well, maybe it's already been updated. So let's go ahead and press next and see what happens. Okay, chat settings. So the welcome message is, hi, I'm Alex Carlson. How can I help you? Any starter questions that I should give it? So I would like to say, what brings you to the site today, to the website today? Or do you have a website? Do you need a website? Okay, just coming up with these on the fly. Definitely put more time into crafting your starter questions for your agent. I just want to kind of get the idea of what the experience is going to be. So let's go ahead and create. All right. So in the free version here, they've given me some free credits. It looks like it is processing my agent right here. I do really like the user interface and the workspace. We've successfully generated your agent, they say. So let's go ahead and check it out and start a conversation. Okay, so basically it's taken my headshot, for those of you who might not be watching, and it's added just a little bit of kind of passive movement to the head, I guess, if you will, in my face. It's kind of just moving up and down. There's some blinking going on. It looks really nice. It does look pretty realistic, I must say. I'm going to go ahead and click view as guest, and I'm going to enable the microphone because, again, I kind of thought the idea here would be that we'd be able to speak with the agent. I did give the agent a voice, so I'm not quite sure why we're not hearing that. Just bear with me here while I do a little bit more testing. I see. So the starter questions, I misunderstood. The starter questions are not questions for our agent to ask. It's actually questions for the user to ask. So what I did right there is I asked if you have a website to the digital agent. And Alex Carlson answered, yes, we have a website called Digital Pop. I'm going to ask another question now. What does Digital Pop do? And again, we did a little bit of a demo of a product where we could make pictures do some talking and some moving. And there's a little bit of strange animation going on with the mouth. Now, that's kind of the same thing going on here for people not watching at home. It was an image with just a pretty lackluster smile, but the mouth animation is a little off again. Other than that, it's pretty cool. I think if it had your own voice, especially, it would be even more effective. So I'm going to ask it, what does Digital Pop do? Okay, so the voice is off, and as far as my brand and voice goes, I would definitely record my voice, and the mouth animation needs a little bit of work, but I think it's a cool feature. I really do. The last question I'm going to ask it here is if there is a podcast, because I did want my agent to be able to tell a user about the podcast content we have. So I'm going to ask, does Digital Pop have a podcast? Okay, so it says, yes, we have that repository on our website. It even asks if you'd like to show it. Okay, so all in all, I think this is a great tool, and I'm going to try and utilize it on my site for sure. I would like to be able to do the same thing with like an animated avatar, if you will, because I envision our website guide for Digital Pop being a little animated wizard who can help you with anything you need digitally and will take you to different podcast episodes if you want them to, all that stuff. So, but this is a step in that direction for sure. Okay, so that's it for today's episode. If you enjoy the show or you found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and subscribe on Spotify or follow or listen on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and super helpful to the show. So until next time, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.